Hello Ferries is aiming to double its ridership in its first full summer season as it celebrates reaching the 250,000 passenger mark in its first 9 months. We are very pleased with the latest passenger numbers, Hello Ferries Chief Executive Alistair Caddick said Friday. It certainly lines up with where we are hoping to go. We are doing well and looking forward to doing even better. May has been the best month to date, he said, adding June is expected to be even better. I think our ambitions for this summer would be to double our ridership from where we are at right now. Caddick expects more mainland visitors coming to Vancouver Island, heading to destinations such as Parksville. Passengers are now able to show up and get on the next sailing, but Caddick expects some sailings will be fully sold out in June, July and August. All seats on its 2-foot passenger 354-seat vessels can be reserved. Prices start at $39.99 one way and $75 for a round trip for those aged 13 to 64, rising to $59.99 one way and $110 round trip for business class. Seniors pay $35 for a round trip at the lowest price tier. The company, which launched in August 2023, is offering more sailings this spring and summer with 6 or 7 round trips a day. Ridership numbers currently tend to lean more to people riding from Nanaimo to Vancouver than the other direction, he said. Hello puts on extra runs for those heading to Vancouver from Nanaimo for sporting events and concerts and bring them back the same night, which has proved popular, he said. Caddick said 80% of the company's 100 employees are based in Nanaimo, adding Hello is fully staffed for the summer. It's brought in some changes to service, including permitting passengers to bring on sporting equipment and larger pieces of luggage, since some passengers are catching cruise ships in Vancouver and carry larger bags. Caddick said Hello has delivered more than 95% of all scheduled sailings since August, including all of its sailings in April. Travelers from the Lower Mainland will see improved connections at the port of Nanaimo, where Hello Ferries tie up, he said. Hello has partnered with carshare services Modo and Evo, both of which have vehicles at the terminal. A car rental company will be coming to the site as well, he said, and electric bikes and BC Transit Service are available. David McQuinn, general manager of Coast Bastion Hotel, said Hello Ferries has increased the number of people coming to Nanaimo. The growth in tourism has been invaluable for businesses like ours. Alex Rubin, executive director of the Association of BC Marine Industries, said the service has turned Nanaimo into almost a suburb of Vancouver. I think they have really tapped into something there. Passengers are going to Vancouver not only for pleasure but for work, which helps build reliable ridership, he said. Rubin pointed to the quick crossing time of 75 minutes, reliability of service, and the ability to add sailings for special events as key elements of Hello's success. I really think they are tapping into all aspects of the market. Hello Ferries follows previous failed private efforts to run passenger vessels between Nanaimo and Vancouver. Most recently, Harbor Lynx ran a passenger-only service between Nanaimo and Vancouver from 2003 to 2006. The Royal SeaLink Express's attempt to offer foot passenger service between Nanaimo and Vancouver lasted less than a year, failing in 1993. A hovercraft service was attempted in the 1960s and 1980s. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.